Part 2, we start recording. And the part 2 is saying, if you don't want to be tested, then you choose to either be dead, slave, poor, insane, or retard. These are the choices if you don't want to be tested. Okay?
So, what you can actually bring upon yourself is slave and poor. You can bring death upon yourself, but that's suicide. So,
it's suicide.
Yes, don't pray for Allah to take your life. Pray Allah, the maximum you can do in the dua for death. Say, Ya Allah, keep me alive as long as it is good for me, and take my life as long as it is mercy for me, or like relief for me. So you pray to Allah, Ya Allah, if this is relief for me, please do it to me, or if life is good for me, please keep me alive. You got it?
Yeah.
So now, here is the another point here that a lot of people say, and I hear this a lot, say, okay, he died, he got a relief from the pain. He died, he get, like somebody has a cancer, suffering so much, crying, screaming, ah, you know, and then this person died, so we say, we feel that he got relieved from the pain of the cancer or the disease.
Kind of like how when you kill a horse because it's slowly dying from disease, you have to kill it off yourself.
To avoid the pain.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now for animals, yes, right. It's killing is relief of pain. But for humans, who told you he got relief? I hear this a lot and I get really annoyed. I say, you said that he got relief of pain. Who told you?
Who told you the animals got relief of pain anyway?
No, the animals are not accounted to anything. So once they die, that's it. That's end. They are not accounted for anything. They don't go to punishment in the grave or anything like that. But a person, you see, I hear this a lot. Oh, alhamdulillah, he died, he got the relief of pain. Who told you that he got the relief of pain? He could be right now in a pain much worse than he was.
What do you say
kill any animal? Say, bismillah. Yeah, just mention the name of Allah and remember Allah.
If an animal dies because they're like sick, what do people do with
that? If an animal is dying, you can slaughter the animal before it dies. And but if it died first, then you're done with it. You can't slaughter
it. Do you like bury it?
Yeah. Either bury it or throw it in the trash or recycle or whatever.
Recycle? No, because it depends on what they die from. If they die from old age, there's still some things from it that you can still use. I'm pretty sure you can use like a pig's hide or something.
Now, do you know that in the Day of Judgment, Allah says at the end of Surah Amma, Allah says that in the Day of Judgment, which is at the end of Surah Amma, Allah says that the Day of Judgment, the kuffar, the bad guys, the criminals, will wish that they are changed, that they are turned into sand or dust. Because after Allah brings all the animals and establishes justice between the animals,
establish justice. For anything, so.
Yeah, but Allah, there is still something called the nature. Allah gave them the nature, and some animals rebel against the nature. The animals that are rebelling against the nature of Allah, the mouse, the snake, there are other, the Prophet ﷺ mentioned them.
The
biting dog, frost dog, whatever. And then what's the fourth?
What do you mean? How do you rebel?
Rebel against the nature.
Like doing what?
Like for example, I tell you the story about a bird at the time of Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam. A bird. This bird Allah created him to hunt for meat. Fly up and hunt for meat. That's his nature. Now this bird rebelled against this nature and he started stealing meat. Not hunting, stealing meat. That's against his nature. And the bird rebelled against his nature and started stealing meat. So one time he stole a meat that was being barbecued and it had a charcoal on a light.
Good
a
boy,
charcoal.
Did you stop back
then? He had a charcoal stuck to the meat. Right?
And then
it hurt
the bird.
No, hold on. He carried it. He dropped it in the nest for his children. Then the nest went on fire, and the nest burned his children.
But what did the children ever do to be deserve that?
No, that's decision of Allah, and He has some way of balancing things at the end. It's just like somebody's born dead, or somebody's born retard. Allah has His own. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has His own. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has His own ways of balancing things. So this bird, okay, so he went to Prophet Sulaiman crying, and he said, Prophet Sulaiman, you told us that Allah is patient. He doesn't punish you right away. He gives you a chance to repent.
Yes.
So is that true?
Yes.
Isn't that true? Prophet Sulaiman said, yes, it's true. He said, then look what happened to me. I stole, the nest got burned right away. Then how can you explain that? So Prophet Sulaiman said, you are telling me part of the story. I don't know what happened before. I don't know what will happen after. All what I can guarantee you is that Allah is patient and He gives you a chance to repent before punishing you. That's all what I guarantee. Now, your story has part before and part after that I have no idea what are they. So Allah told Prophet Sulaiman to tell the bird that this punishment is for a sin that he has done long time ago. That's not for this sin. It's a sin that he did long time ago. The sin for this, or the punishment, this punishment is for the sin that was done long time ago. The punishment of this sin is not yet to come. It didn't come to you
yet.
What
was the sin? Stealing the thing.
Oh, I don't know. He did. Maybe it's stealing for the first time. Perhaps that was the sin. So the bottom line here, the animals are accounted to nature. If they rebel against the nature, then they are accountable. For example, if, I'll just give you an example. If a cow, instead of eating grass, starts eating meat, that's rebelling against the nature. So this cow will be punished. Okay, got it? The nature, you know, the nature is the computer software. The computer software is installed in the animal. That's the nature. Allah creates the animal with an operating system.
His cows are
what color?
Herbivores. No, wait.
Which one?
Yeah, they are herbivores.
This is the one Siri. When you call Siri and say, "Kill me now, kill me now," it says, "You don't have an appointment with Kill Me Now."
Siri, am I a retard?
Is a retard? Yeah, you want to be Siri? No test. Now, you got it? So some animals, let's say, would the lion be punished for eating like a giraffe or eating like a deer or something? No. Why not? Because that is programmed into the lion. It's a program, it's a software that Allah put in his brain. Okay, so he did not violate the software. But if he turns around and he kills another lion, then that's rebelling against the nature. Then Allah would bring the weak lion that was killed, and Allah would make the weak lion take revenge from the strong lion. Got it? You understand? Would Allah bring us and judge us for slaughtering a cow and eating it?
No.
Because this is what? This is okay. This is the software in the cow. It says that humans can eat you. Humans can take milk from you. Okay? So this is the software. So other than us, everything else other than us is pretty much programmed. We are between animals and angels. We are halfway animals, halfway angels. Got it?
Because we have thoughts, we have feelings, which feelings are not against our nature, but that's something that I don't think angels nor do animals have feelings. So yeah.
So now back at the end of Surah Al-Ammah, Allah says that the after Allah takes justice, establishes justice between animals, Allah tells all of them, turn into dust. Turn into dust. And they would turn. At that point, the bad guys in hellfire, they would cry and say, we wish that Allah would turn us into dust. But they won't. Now, question, how come Allah turns the animals into dust, but He's not turning the bad guys into dust?
Wait, don't animals who don't rebel against nature go to Jannah?
No, they turn into dust without pain. There's no, at the end, At the end, Allah says, be all dust. Now, the reason they get the advantage of going into dust is that they have fulfilled the purpose of their creation. Allah created the cow to be eaten and to give us milk, and the cow did what it's supposed to do. Now, the bad guy was created to live for Allah, like live on his life according to Allah, according to the guidance of Allah, okay? Or live for God, like they call it. And he didn't. So he did not fulfill the purpose of his creation. So he's worse. This is why Allah says that the bad guys are like animals, even worse than animals. So the tafsir of this, worse than animals, because animals have given us beef, has given us milk, have given us what's supposed to give us. But this guy... Yeah.
It has a purpose to give milk to give thing. It gave something to the world. But people like, for example, murderers, all they do is take people's lives, take the lives of animals, take the lives of practically anything.
Okay. Now back into that testing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a confinements, and within these confinements he gives us some freedom. Why Allah is making these confinements? Huh? Why Allah is making, why doesn't Allah give us like 100% freedom on everything? Huh?
Because when we go out of our limits.
Yeah, what happens? We will screw up the universe.
Yeah.
We want to be able to live. In Cuba Missile Crisis, the world was getting into a terminal nuclear war. Do you know that? Except if it wasn't for Kennedy who stopped the war, the Soviet Union and the United States were going for a nuclear war and Cuba crisis, and it was a terminal war because it will end this life on Earth. Anyway, the bottom line that I'm trying to tell you here, that the more power and control we have, the more we screw up. Okay, and you can see.
Because they're like, oh, nuclear weapons. Well, we have them, so why not?
And the United States have a history of using nuclear weapons. When?
No, that was Japan on us.
Yes.
And then we took it a little.
We threw atomic bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. So the United States is the only country in the world that has history of using nuclear weapons. Okay, so just keep that in mind. Yet it's getting into the business of all other states that are developing nuclear weapons that, no, you don't do. You don't get
what
nuclear weapons.
What I don't get is that the United States, we just can't stop ourselves from involving in every single problem in the world.
No.
Like all those people.
No, that's not what happens. It's like we turn at the hardship of people into benefit for us. Like we try to get benefit one way or another. But anyway, let's get into politics. Let's not get into politics. The point is clear why Allah is not giving us 100% freedom, because we will screw up the universe. Second, the second reason is, so that's the first reason. Can you think of the second reason? Why aren't we getting 100% freedom? Can you think of the second reason?
For having
Because
that would limit our standards to damage ourselves.
Yes. Allah wants to limit the evil that comes out of people. So the hearts of the bad guys, full of evil. Okay, draw this in a concept to you. That the hearts of the bad guys is full of evil. But Allah will not allow all this evil to happen. If Allah will allow all the evil in the hearts of the bad guys to...
Oh, that's even worse.
If Allah will allow the evil of the bad guys in the heart... Can I get you to sit here? Here.
Okay, which one of them? Which one? Senior or Meshia?
Sticker.
Meshia. Okay.
So, if Allah will not all evil come out... Allah does not allow all evil to come out. Big font, please. No, not that much. So, do you understand? There is more evil in the hearts than it is in reality. To come out to reality, or to be realized, or to come out. So there's more evil in the heart than in reality. You understand that very well?
Yeah.
There is so much evil in the heart, but Allah is not allowing this much evil to happen. I'll give you an example. How many people have the hearts of Pharaoh? You imagine. A lot, millions of people have the same heart like the Pharaoh. Go ahead.
There was Hitler.
Hitler. But Hitler, Allah allowed him to bring out his evil to reality. As a test. Allah has his own ways. Yeah. So it's Fir'aun, yes, and Hitler. Now, do you know there's a lot of Hitlers and a lot of Fir'auns? Do you know that? But what Allah's doing, Allah is preventing their evil from coming out to reality. Do you understand? Allah is a Latif. Well, I don't know. Allah is a Latif.
Are you going to cry for
a moment? Because he was a Mormon, and then his goal was, as soon as he became president, Mormons wanted to destroy the U.S. on the inside, even though the U.S. citizens.
Instead of getting into details on politics, understand the general concept. There are so many Hitlers alive everywhere at all times. But Allah will give only one of them the ability to bring out his evil. Because Allah is al-Latif. So put this name in your mind, Al-Latif, means the ones who mitigate evil. Al-Latif. Al-Latif is right down here. The one who mitigates evil.
Mitigate
means like reduce.
Don't use big words.
Okay, but let's not. The one who don't let
the
all
one who
evil.
Evil.
No, the one who don't let, who blocks the it's evil, all the evil in the hearts from coming out to reality.
Blocks evil.
The one, no, not blocks evil. Blocks most of evil in the heart.
Blocks most
of the evil in the heart.
Most evil.
In the heart. Or in the hearts.
Evil.
And the hearts to come out to reality. Now, let me ask you a question. How about those Hitlers, okay, that they have the same heart of Hitler, but they didn't do it? Guess what happens to them according to the hadith we discussed, four people, four kinds of people. They all get the same sense Hitler earned. So let's say Hitler earned 1 billion sen. Got it? And there is another...
1 billion, because there was more than 1 billion that day.
You know, just coming up with a number. Let's say he got 1 trillion sins. Any person who has the heart of Hitler gets a copy of the sins.
Oh.
So whatever Hitler earned, that person earned the same. Why? Because Allah stopped him from bringing his evil out to reality.
Okay,
other.
Simpler example, the one that you use a lot.
Go ahead.
So, a guy goes to the liquor store, he buys a bottle of wine. Okay, he has savings. Let's just say he gets 20. More than that, but 20. Okay. But then another guy goes to the liquor store. It's closed.
Oh, we've heard this.
Yes, you have if you went last year. Okay.
No, this year. We did it in this class. The 4 years. The four kinds, yeah. And we said in Mecca, the guy who stopped himself, not because of Allah, he stopped himself because he said, oh, it's not a good idea.
It's not a sin.
It's not, it's even outside of Mecca, and it is a sin inside of Mecca. Got it? Inside Mecca or the Masjid al-Haram and Medina, those are places where the sin that you didn't do because you didn't think it's a good idea. Discounted.
Wait, before Prophet Muhammad came along and didn't all those Arab people drink wine and those things and alcohol?
Yeah, he stopped them.
Would that
That's why he went to the
cave. No, but it was their freedom of choice. It was their choice to be okay, should I go become Muslim? Or should I keep on going with liquor?
No, like before him, like.
Allah, the Prophet Muhammad gradually, Allah went gradually on this thing. The first thing Allah said, drinking is bad. So then many people.
Not recommended.
Yeah. They poured the wine in the ground.
As soon as the angel Jibril revealed to Prophet Muhammad that Allah said that alcohol was bad for you and that you should never drink it, as soon as the Muslims heard this, they tried to make themselves throw up to get rid of it as much as possible and never drank it again.
Yeah, they actually took all the containers of wine and they poured it outside of their homes. So that was like a lot of wine running around on the ground. But that didn't come from stage one. Stage one, Allah said, it's not a good idea to drink. Stage two, Allah said, don't drink and pray. If you pray, make sure you're not drunk. And of course, you pray five times a day, so you don't drink in between. Otherwise, you would pray while drunk. And then the third step, Allah said, it's haram. Don't. Just it. Got it off.
And then from there, they're locked.
Okay. Allah did it because of addiction. Addiction, Allah wanted Islam to grow in the heart, submission to Allah to grow in the heart, strong, and then Allah wanted people to get out of this addiction gradually. It's not easy for somebody who's drinking alcohol and used to alcohol to get out of it. You cannot stop. It's like stopping a medication suddenly. You get something called withdrawal syndromes. So if you stop alcohol one right away, you might suffer a little bit. Okay? So Allah made it easy on them at that time. Okay. Now, the final point we want to talk about today is the harmony between the laws of nature and the laws of Islam. Look, I am going to draw the laws of nature. The harmony, not the harmony. Yeah, the harmony is the last. Okay, now, can you draw something that fits within? Like,
okay.
They fit together exactly. Yeah, exactly. So, what happens is that who made Allah's one, right? Allah's one, right?
Yes.
So he made both, the laws of nature and the laws of Islam. They all, Allah made them all one piece. And then Allah divided the laws of nature from the laws of Islam, like that. But Allah made them compatible with each other. Allah made them in harmony. So Allah made them fit together, right? Sleepy? Allah made them, keep me in the focus of your heart for like a few minutes, and then you can think about whatever you want to be thinking about today. Thinking about now. So Allah made it in such a way that if you follow the rules of Islam, then the rules of Islam fits very well with the laws of nature, and you will not suffer. You will not what? Suffer. But if you break the laws of Islam, then it doesn't fit with the laws of nature, and then you suffer.
Like,
so,
for example, you know how I think it's Christians that have that fire that burns forever that is not in the laws of nature, and therefore do not fit with it.
Yeah, they think if you're Christian, then you're just going
to be dead. Oh, brimstone.
So, can you draw them here, and there's a gap happened because somebody violated the laws of Islam, so there's a gap caused.
Yeah.
So, what has happened if you disobey the laws of Islam, Zainab? What happens if you disobey the laws of Islam? What happens? You yes, but in this life, you bump heads. You get in trouble with the laws of nature. So, after you draw this and say, okay, you violated the laws of Islam, then you get in trouble with the laws of nature. How? I'll give you an example. What does the law of nature say about drinking alcohol? Laws of nature.
If you do it,
not to specific age. I'm talking about the laws of nature, not the laws of the country.
It poisons your body. And
it poisons your body. It ages you. It drains your liver. What else? Worse than that.
Cerebellum.
Worse than that.
Huh? And
it poisons your brain.
Worse than that. There's a lot more worse thing that happens. In the laws of nature, if you drink. Drink and drive, you're killing a lot of people. Innocent people. Well, if you drink, you harm yourself only, we can let it go. It's like you're stupid. You hurt yourself only, you're stupid. Okay? But if you hurt others, then this is not fair. So here we go. We get people, when they are drunk, because of the laws of nature, they kill others, drink and drive. Or they harm others, beat up their children. Do a lot of evil things because they are drinking or because they are alcoholic. Got it? So
like, there's some children in the U.S. where it's because their father is drunk and their mother can't do anything to stop it, they'll be like hit a lot and they'll have like scars on their back and then they go into foster homes and that's hurting the children and like their entire lives. And the wife, because the wife lost her children. And, you know, the father, because when he's back again, he's like, what just happened?
Yeah, do other religions. Yeah.
It too.
Yes. And if you kill somebody while you're drunk, it's a felony. Because you chose to, even though you didn't mean to do the accident, but
even
you knew it.
Even though you're quote-unquote asleep, like we discussed, like,
you're still driving.
Yeah, it was your choice to be quote-unquote asleep.
Right here, other rules.
Other
laws. Right here, other laws, and he writes laws of Islam.
No, I put laws up there.
Okay. That's
wait,
fine.
But if we like follow the rules of Islam, and we're all like...
Then we don't get in trouble with the laws of nature.
And then, but then like, you know, like people like, they're all like mean, and they're like persecute people, and they're like killing Muslims. And like, that's not fair.
But wait a minute. We're talking about one specific example here. Don't take me to another example. I'm talking about a specific example. You get in trouble with the laws of nature. Why? Because you broke the laws of?
Islam.
Every time you break the laws of Islam, you get in trouble with the laws of nature. And I tried to come up with some kind of a solution to this problem of drinking and driving and killing people while you're drunk. That they make a big place with
actually,
high fence.
Me and my sister, because we got really, really bored, and we were having this discussion, and it's this big place, and you can have, you know how in stores where if you take something, it'll alarm? It can check for, like, alcohol in your blood, and then you stay inside this, like, place in town, and they'll sell wine really, really cheap there, and everywhere else it'll be for, like, $200.
Or not even allowed.
Not
even allowed.
Or $200, because they can make money if they do. And then...
you're not allowed to leave the place unless you clear the alcohol from
your
blood.
Yeah, and you're not allowed... If you go in, then you can only get out if you have your alcohol in your
Yeah, blood. This is just to reduce the punishment from the laws of nature for drinking, for allowing drinking. But that's not a full solution. The full solution is Islam. Why am I not drinking? Because it's haram. And then somebody said, you don't know what you're missing. I said, yeah, that's a good thing that I don't know what I'm missing. You know, a drunk guy, an alcoholic guy, you say, you don't know what you're missing. I said, no, thank you, I don't want to know it. What you don't know can't hurt you. There are weak people, when they get into alcohol, they become drunk. Another example is that, so remember that, why the laws of nature and laws of Islam are fit together in harmony? Because the one who made them is... One. If they don't go together in harmony, then one God did the laws of nature and another God made the laws of Islam. But they have to go together like that because the one who made them is one, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Like, the person who made any other religion, let's just take Christianity, the guy who made this, they're not the same guy.
Can you, instead of using the name Christianity, can you use the name Churchianity?
What?
Churchianity.
What?
Because Christianity is the religion of Prophet Jesus, alayhi salam, and that was a good religion. But the Churchianity is how the churches twisted that religion into specific culture.
Okay, modern
cults.
Christianity. Modern.
Huh? Yeah, okay, I'm just saying.
Let's say modern Christianity, because that's the definition of the word now. So, modern Christianity is like...
allows drinking.
Oh, yeah. It allows drinking, but laws of nature does not allow drinking because it rejects it. And that's why you have a hangover.
You know, drinking there is like drinking the blood of Jesus. And they do that. They do drink a little bit in the church.
Okay.
And then they don't.
How would they drink the blood of Jesus?
Oh, God.
Ask them, really. That's all what I know is that they say this is the blood of Jesus. I don't know how. How did they make it that way?
Looks, it may not even be
because, looks like there was a priest who was alcoholic and he wanted to make himself look good.
They claim that Prophet Isa, they call Jesus. They claim that he said that they may eat his body. So they take bread and use it to represent his body parts, and then they take alcohol and wine and use that to represent his blood. And they also give it to children. Sure, it's a few drops, but come on. Children.
This point, by the way, there was a guy who grew up in Latin America where the culture is very corrupt. And he's saying, first of all, it's a blessing that you grow up in a Muslim family. I didn't grow up in a Muslim family. At the end of the night, I see a guy, the boyfriend of my sister, carrying my sister drunk and taking her to bed and perhaps spending the night with her. I had to put up with my mom bringing her boyfriend at home. I had to put up with my dad drunk beating me so hard. He said, you guys are lucky. You grew up in a Muslim family. You didn't have to suffer all of that. I suffered it so much.
Wait, did?
Yeah. And then he said that...
not him. He did. Somebody else.
Yeah. And then he says, he continues to say that the problem with Christianity as far as this Latin American country is concerned is that Christianity allows drinking. He says drinking is a disaster in our country. It's a disaster. It's killing. People are like drinking like crazy, and drinking is destroying the country. So he said, we want Islam would solve this problem because people will not be drinking.
But you know how in the old days, they did not know how bad drinking was. And nowadays, we do not know like how bad pagans. Maybe it's really, really bad. Yeah, it's really, really bad. But we don't know the exact causes of it. But right now, Quran says that we shouldn't be doing it. For example, the swine flu. It came from pig. It was really bad. It killed so many people. It shut down so many schools. And that is why we don't eat pig.
What about that chicken?
There are other... Now what she's trying to say generically without focusing on a specific, that when you violate the rules of Islam, you end up in trouble with the laws of nature. Now, regarding the pork, we don't know why. We don't know the reason. But when somebody asks me why don't you eat pork, I don't go explaining. I say because God said so. They say, that's it? They say, yes, that's it. Because God said so, and then I am as a human, try to think about reasons for which. And then I heard this, I heard that. However, these are my own ideas. Okay? This is not the word of Islam.
Also, when you think about it, it's also because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used this as an excuse. Allah wants us to do what will take care of us, nothing that will harm us, it's such as drinking alcohol.
Exactly.
That's why I forbid it. So it's the same thing with pork. Do you know what pigs eat? They eat other animals. They literally feed it to the pigs. They eat their own feces, which is poop. They eat garbage, which we all know very well.
And some people are like, oh, they clean it. I bet you they don't clean it with soap.
There was this
serial
rapist. He rapes women. And then he had pigs in his farm. And then he throws the body to the pigs to eat. And they would eat the body of the woman that he raped after killing her. Now let me tell you what could go wrong with what Zainab said. Zainab has to say first, that's my own words. But Quran didn't say that. Quran said it's haram, don't eat it, period. Allah knows more than you. Now, but however, I have heard, I or have seen or have studied, because when Zainab says that, the guy says, okay, fine, I'm going to bring a pig. Okay? As soon as this pig is born, he's going to be my pet. Sleeps in my bedroom, eats the best food, more than the best, better than the food that I eat, and I'm going to shower him every day. Okay? Now, can I eat it? See how is he going to conquer? Zainab points. Can I eat it?
No, but
I
see.
No.
Is it speech and debate? Exactly. Anything can really happen.
Exactly. So you want to say, okay, this is my own, and this is from Islam. Don't mix them, because people will say it's nonsense. Okay. Now, another example, and the final example of this harmony between the laws of nature and the laws of Islam. There's a law of nature that says, no justice, no peace. No justice, no peace. If we want to have justice, then... If we want to have peace, then we need justice. Go ahead.
I also want to say that because pigs, the pork isn't good for us, doesn't mean that we should hate the pig itself. Pigs are known to be actually very intelligent animals.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. This is a secondary point. Mm-hmm. Is that the important thing is that we don't eat it. We don't eat it. We don't raise it. Yeah, we don't.
You don't raise it.
Yeah, you don't. You don't want to use any part of the pig. Bones, marshmallows, whatever, we don't want.
Yes, don't eat marshmallows unless you look at the...
Kosher. Just go get by kosher.
Unless it's cold.
Your safe thing is to get kosher food.
Or those, you know those bottles that come with the... Yeah, I checked. It doesn't have gelatin because it doesn't need to have a shape. And so, but it tastes exactly like the kosher kind of marshmallows. But my friends tell me that they taste exactly like marshmallows, except for it's just a cream. It's marshmallow cream, but not.
Let me finish this specific example before we go. The example of no, the laws of nature says no justice, no peace. So in order to get peace, you need to get justice, right?
That's just...
Law of nature.
Whoa.
Then what happens if you...
Peace.
Islam says what? Islam says, be just. Islam says what? Be just. And wish for others what you wish for yourself. Right? What if you don't be just? If you're not just, what happens? No peace.
You're not peaceful.
Like when the African American were slaves, they were free, but there was a lot of confrontation. And the Klan, Ku Klux, and the white people burning the churches of the black people. And there was a problem, and there was that church that drew the picture of Jesus as an Afro-American instead of blonde Caucasian. And there was a lot of trouble. This trouble was coming, why? Because there was no justice. There was no justice. So trouble came. Another example is that when we are not establishing global justice, there will be people who hate us and want to come after us. And because of that, you know, you guys might not know it because you're too young, but I did live in the United States a long time when there was no security checks in there. You just walk into the airplane. Yeah. Just walk in and out from the airplane. And the security check was just a simple x-ray. Just a very simple thing. After 9/11.
It's because...
Right after 9/11.
They also did it because x-rays are really bad for you. They used to have like this thing and you would walk into a shoe store, then you would go onto this thing and it would get your perfect shoe size.
Metal detector.
No, but these were x-rays and it would get your perfect shoe size. And then they would walk out until it would like kill people and they were like, what? And it turned out to be x-rays. They're like, oh yay, x-rays, now it's so like... Now we could be lazy and not figure out our shoe size, blah, 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 blah. And then it started to have, like, weird things on their feet. And then they're like, yeah, it's x-rays. And x-rays are bad for you.
So they did metal detectors. You know the metal detectors where you walk through a gate and you put your purse and they... This is all what they used to do. Very simple. Mm-hmm. And there was no lines, long lines. Now, to get to the airplane, You need to, like, you sometimes because stay 45
actually,
minutes line.
Airplanes are still, like the things, you can still, it's really, they're still very flawed. There we go. They're very flawed because you before the security stress like place you can walk in with the gun and go like because guns are kind of like long range. That's kind of the entire point of it. And you can also do
you can put swords and knives and things like that. The bottom line that I'm trying to say here, because we would not just global justice, because we violated global justice, what happens? Now we have to wait an hour and a half to get to an airplane. You got the point here? So
it's
you got...
Well, there's a, like, passes that...
Yeah, but this is for few, but I'm talking about you and me and the public. The nobodies, like us, we are nobodies.
No, we're actually somebodies, but
we're Muslims,
no, we are nobodies. Which
we're talking about in the system.
War. My sister, when she went through an airplane thingy, once she wore the hijab, she had to go through more security thingies.
Why?
And
they're prejudiced against hijab because she's either a cousin of Bin Laden or a daughter of Bin Laden or one of Bin Laden's wives. So, do you get the example? If you don't establish global justice, you end up in trouble with the laws of nature. You Americans walk abroad, they know you're American, they very likely maybe kill you. We don't have peace even inside our land. We're scared. We're securing the airplanes with these 45-minute searches because of global injustice. And global injustice is crazy. The average income in a third world country relative to a first world country, the ratio... according to the United Nations report, Human Development Report, it was 1 to 60s in the 80s. Then it became 1 to 300 in the 90s. Now it is 1 to 3,000. Like, think about it. I know people in Egypt, a lot of them, average, they live on bread, less than a dollar a day. You know, that's a lot of poverty. And now, guess what? In the past, when there's a rich country and poor country, they don't see each other. Okay, the poor country don't get to see the rich country because they need to travel. But right now with television, you will be living in a cage and seeing this guy having two-car garage, and his garage is like the space is bigger than the space he and his family live in, and then he sees that in a movie. With his eyes. So it becomes crazy. Global injustice becomes obvious by television and internet.
You guys can
got it?
Ready to go.
All right. Assalamu alaikum.
You guys are dismissed. Always wanted to say that. Anyways, class dismissed.
Lisa, you're not funny.
I don't think I'm
good.
But everybody likes to smile,
everyone
likes to smile.
As long as you do the homework, I'll be fine. So you go online and listen to the talk.